Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We got a lot of nice girls.
I'm ready for you.
Come on in, Nigel. Maybe we should just listen to the music. The water's good. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
Howdy.
And we have Garrett with us.
The only Reading Buzz.
The only Reading Buzz.
The only Reading Buzz that was available.
Your fearless leader was in a car accident.
Well, that's not what I heard from him. So I don't know. He could have been in a car accident.
I got a text message
saying, hey, I'm moving houses. I won't be able to do anything today. Maybe he was hit on the way to the house.
Maybe.
You know what? He did post an arc. We use Slack. I don't know if you're familiar with Slack. You know, kind of in-office memo stuff. He was like, hey, there was a hiccup moving, but I'm okay. Maybe it was just a whammy.
You're from Texas, so you don't get it. In California, a hiccup means you've been hit. That's the code for hit.
In hiccup, in Texas, it's something like, hold your breath, drink a glass of water, let me scare you.
Well, we'll get into that.
Wow, how weird is that?
But my question was, did Jason live stream his accident? Or
it wouldn't surprise me, because he's been called out for this. And as, you know, the legal counsel of Reading Buzz, I have reminded him, do not
drive and record.
And there was a lot, especially when the new Costco was going up, he was like, hey guys, I'm over here. I'm like, do not do that, because that is the CHP gets a hold of that. You're in trouble.
You could always say it was your dash cam that way.
Oh, well, I mean, he's always like, well, we've got Garrett. Garrett can take care of anything for us.
Well, Jason was just trying out, the new way of doing a shout out. He didn't go out.
Well, it's referred to as the regular terminology, buzz by.
Buzz by.
The buzz by. And I was like, if you keep doing these buzz bys, you're going to be doing one. You're going to go live from the Shasta County Jail.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're here, and you have Nick.
I brought a guest.
Yeah.
Nick Curley.
Curley?
Nick
Curley. From Realty 110.
Yeah. I know.
What is Curley?
It's a name.
Well, I mean, it's...
From where?
It's an Irish name.
Is it an Irish
name?
Yeah,
my grandfather had some Irish in him.
Okay.
I thought it was an uncommon name.
I would have thought, but maybe I guess in Ireland it's not.
Well, but my whole life, I never met anybody with even a likeness to the name.
Uh-huh.
And then, being in real estate is, you're branding your name more
for
than
real.
Anything.
Yep.
So I moved up here and established my business and about 6 or 7 years into it. And then I'm at Best Buy buying a computer, and the guy's like looking at my name, he's looking at me, and he's like, you know, there's another Nick Hurley in town, and he just got his real estate license. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And sure enough, he gets his real estate license, and, really nice guy. But, I'm sure there was
Nick
some.
Nick Hurley and Nick Curley?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you guys should team up.
Yeah. There you go. Curley and Hurley.
You know what?
I mean. Like a comedy duo, though.
Great branding. But anyway.
Come buy your home. Get squirrely with Curley.
I don't know about that.
So before we get started with Nick, hey, just a little house cleaning. It's December 21st.
I was going to say,
cold.
You didn't.
It's freaking cold, right?
You didn't give us our time and date and temperature.
I know. Well, I'm glad I remember the date, because it's the 21st.
49 degrees.
And it's going to be wet and cold and rainy for the next couple of days.
So they say.
So this was kind of a big week. I'm not quite sure if you...
Did you ask Mike Krueger for sure?
That's what I was going to say. Bring Mike Krueger on one time, and now we're all meteorologists.
Yeah, he's not answering his phone right now. Did you guys feel the earthquake?
Yeah.
I felt nothing, but boy, I'll tell you what, I about blew up out of my bed when my house... Because, my house is like completely digital, right? So there's... My phone, my wife's phone, my three sons' phones.
I know what he's going to.
There's all of our Apple Watches, all of our iPads, all of our computers, our home. When that alarm went off, literally our house was like it exploded. I mean, it was so loud.
So do you actually wear your Apple Watch while you're sleeping?
I don't, but it's right next to my head on its charger.
Okay.
Because if you tip it sideways, it becomes a clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it knows. Even when I turn over, it lights up. It's like it sees me move.
I don't like that.
I don't know. It's freaking me out.
So in other words, what you're saying is...
I knew exactly. It was 2:34.
Yeah.
So when the 6.4 earthquake struck...
It's a big one.
in Southern Home.
Loud noise, and all I got was the messages that take cover, duck or something, get down, well, prepare. I was like, what? So, I thought it was the Amber Alert.
That's kind of, well, I thought it was my security camera, because we've had a guy go around our neighborhood checking car doors, and I've confronted him once already with myself and my dog, and I'm like, next time, I'm going to get this dude.
See, for a quick moment there, I'm sure you could relate. Did you feel the earthquake?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
So for a quick moment there, I thought I was back in L.A., you know?
Yeah.
In L.A., you get a punch card for
earthquakes. Are you serious?
You get like a subscription to earthquakes, which, you know, how many do you want a month, right?
Well, I was in the 94 earthquake, which was, I think it was a 6.8. And, I mean, it
crashed. Northridge.
Yeah, Northridge. Yeah. I mean, it crashed freeways. I mean, it was bad, real bad.
Yeah, I was in that one. That was a good one.
It was a really good one. So this one, I mean.
I was in the 70 earthquake, the one that.
That was a good one,
brought
too.
The whole city down. My grandfather was killed in the earthquake.
Yeah.
I was a year old, 94, so yeah. I don't remember.
See, I may or may not have actually been the alarm clock in the house.
Well,
it was like an immediate flashback to LA earthquake.
Yeah.
Like I woke everybody up.
But. Well, it was a roller for us. But, yeah. I mean, 6.4, I mean, if that had happened in a more metro area, that could have been really serious. Oh, I mean, they still had a lot of damage.
I was going to say, they
got
way more damage than I anticipated.
Have y'all seen some of the photos from, like, Eureka and Fortuna?
And people died. I mean, they were saying that it was actually related to the quake, but over stress or whatever that might be.
So I had to call some of my friends over there, and they were all okay, but power was out, and I guess it did do a lot more damage than we thought.
Yeah,
especially in this cold, man. Having
so another thing happened this week. Not quite sure, but after many years, they finally admitted that the CIA killed JFK.
Yeah,
I knew. I was.
You know.
For real?
I don't know if it's funny that I get excited about that, because my dad...
Here it is. We just found out that our government murdered sitting U.S. president in the 60s. It barely makes headlines.
Barely.
They did a whole declassification.
I'm, like, still shocked. I'm like, I can't believe this.
What's interesting is my dad was there at Daley Plaza. He was, like, 4 years old. And my grandmother said, hey, we're going to take the kids to go see the president. And so when they made that turn right in front of the kill zone, he was on the opposite side of the. You can't see him in the Zapruder film, and all he can remember is, "Hey, they were like, wave at the cars." Like, I waved at this car.
He threw his gun down.
He threw his pistol down after his shot. He shot first. He's like, oh, "I'm done with this little 4 year old." No, and then all of a sudden he just remembers hysteria. You know, my grandmother grabbing him.
Well, why would that? Why would you be concerned about that? That was so 1960s when you could talk about, you know, Megan Thee Stallion being shot by her boyfriend. I mean,
did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the headline right now.
Well, I just think it's...
I'm like, oh, my God, our world is so messed up.
Oh, it's bad.
But isn't it weird that since the 60s, anybody who said anything about JFK was considered a conspiracy theorist?
Sure. And then here it is.
Shut up and everything. Right? And they've spent... how many movies did they make about
million.
JFK?
Six.
So what happens is the family of the person that they put in jail, I don't know who it was, but that they said did it, are they going to get some type of compensation now that it's all a lie?
No.
Well, I know, but what about his family?
It's weird because my dad was huge on this. It was like my dad's mission.
I mean, they literally jailed the wrong person.
Well, he didn't make it to jail.
Did he get shot or something, too? I don't remember.
Well, he did.
He didn't quite make it to jail.
That's what I thought,
But I just think it's a funny thing that they actually released the documents. Mm-hmm. CIA killed JFK,
they know for sure who killed Martin Luther King? I mean, why are we going to
get
that?
I'm sure the conspiracies are going to keep rolling in, you know, decade after decade.
And then they're going to turn out to be true.
Of course.
So they always do somehow, don't they?
You know. And where was Jason then?
I know.
Jason's not that old. I give Jason a lot of...
Jason and I are around the same age. I think he's even younger than I am, so he was barely alive, was he? Because what year was that?
1958.
So now, before we
continue... I thought it was in the 60s.
64.
Yeah, 64.
So, no, Jason was born in 58.
Oh, he was born in 58.
So before we continue with... I do want to get Nick's story, but before we continue, I have some very important news from Stanford University.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
they have published a list of harmful language.
Oh.
To eliminate.
I know what my next tattoo will be.
From your vocabulary. There's a couple of words that we are no longer allowed to use.
Lamas, Nigel.
Air.
So.
Sky.
Water.
That's racist.
Earth, wind, fire.
Here's a couple of words that are now considered harmful. Walk-in. Like if you go in walk-ins. right? They want to swap that for drop-in or open office because it's
not
language that
walk.
Trivializes the experience of people living with disabilities.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's that one. I'm sure you can guess this one. Grandfather is harmful language now. Harmful. Grandfather.
So what do you use?
Can know. Legacy. You're supposed to swap grandfather with legacy. Hello, this is my grandmother and legacy.
My grandpa was Pappy.
Yeah, mine was Papa.
So, I think if I would have said, hey, legacy, yeah. He probably would have hit me with something.
Grandfather is considered
but grandma is okay?
That'll be next week. This term has its roots in the grandfather clause adopted by southern states to deny voting rights to blacks. So no more grandfather. Okay.
He's saying break.
Are you harassing me?
No,
are you
saying,
using?
He's saying break.
We don't have to take a break if you don't want. It's up to you.
This is some good stuff. We're getting
we'll just take
this
a lake break.
I'm enjoying this.
Okay. We'll do one more. One.
I think
one
we should
more.
Do a few more.
We'll just take a lake break.
You'll like this one. This is harmful language. American.
No.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious?
You are no longer.
What are we?
You are supposed
conquerors.
To say.
Conquerors.
You are. And this is right up my alley because we've been talking about this.
Exactly.
But you are no longer allowed to use the word American. Well, not allowed. It's American is considered harmful language. And you're not supposed to use U.S. citizen instead of American.
I have experienced that one firsthand.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Mexico to like an orphanage to help. And they were like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm an American. And they all got really upset. They were like, we're American. We're American, too. So I have experienced that one firsthand. I do think it's ridiculous.
And they're American because they're part
of
America.
North America, right? Yeah. That's so right. I have experienced that one. I do think it's ridiculous.
Though. Okay. Here's another one. Harmful language. White space.
But that's
I'm not even going to get into that.
Yeah, because you know what? For that thing,
no, but even graphic design.
White space.
You know, white space in your mind.
White noise. Black Friday.
What about white out? I mean, as a lawyer, I use white out all the time. What do we call it now?
No. Oh boy, I know it's just all it is all just a nightmare. But whatever, yeah, I get it. These are all kind of entertaining, but I'm just like, what?
You have to be like the most racist person ever to like look at these and be like, this is a problem.
This is
right? No, I mean you have to be looking at it through
the
two
most
racist
more.
Lens.
Two more harmful language.
All right,
from Stanford University. It's breaking news today, by the way.
Of course.
Harmful language is brave. The word brave.
Oh man.
What do they want us to say?
But that's so funny because I see everything that I see, they always talk about how somebody that's, you know,
so brave that you're
stunning
up for
they're
this.
They're stunning and brave.
But they have no replacement word for it. They just say none. Don't use it at all because this term perpetuates the stereotype of the noble, courageous savage, equating the indigenous male as being less than a man. So don't use the word brave.
Can we say heroic?
I don't know.
No, because a hero.
All right.
A hero.
And here's the last one. Here's the last one. Harmful language that you're asked not to use anymore. And I'm sure now you'll get this one. Man hours.
So we have to say just work hours?
Person hours, effort hours, labor time. This term reinforces male-dominated language. So no more man hours. You know.
What do we do? I'm not even.
Well, so on that note, let's take our first
God bless.
2 minute break, and we'll be brave and come right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Exactly. So my brave American grandfather walked in and put in 40 man hours a week just building the railroads.
Hold on there, table Nigel. In hold his white space.
Hold on there. Hold on there, Nigel. Wasn't your grandfather British?
Yeah. One more last word that you're not allowed to use anymore is guru.
Oh, wow.
Now you're supposed to have to use expert, subject matter expert.
So could we say that Nick is a real estate guru?
Well, going to use the word guru.
I don't know. Are you Hindu?
It depends on if you want to buy or sell.
Yeah, right?
Tell me whatever you want. Let's
just so we're now going to talk to a real estate subject matter expert.
Oof. That sounds good, though.
Realty 110. So, Nick, tell us who you are and where you're from and why are you here?
Well, after that news update, I'm going to have to throw away all my business cards because it says real estate guru on there.
Oh, no, my gosh.
It's going to be incorrect, but
lawsuit.
Yeah.
If only you knew a good lawyer, right?
If only you practiced in California.
There is no law in
California. So, right. Nick, you're from LA?
I'm from Los Angeles, born and raised in Southern California. I moved up here in 2013. My former broker lived up here for quite some time, and we came up to visit him. I immediately fell in love with the place, went back down to LA, put my 30-day notice in, and moved up here by myself. Few bucks in the pocket and said, you know, let's do real estate. I've been
single at that point.
At that time, I was single.
So what was it? I mean, you were here for a short amount of time.
Yeah,
this is important to us.
Yeah,
so think about it.
No, because we're doing the whole tourism piece and some of the things we talk about.
Sure.
But so what was it? What was it that made you immediately put your 30-day notice in? Was it a restaurant? Was it some food? Was it the Sundial Bridge? What was it?
Well, my broker lived down off of Knighton Road, and it was in a private little enclave gated, and they had their own ski lake on it. Hmm. And we would, you know, for the week we were down here, we were skiing up and down this lake, and the sun sets right over the top, and then behind them is BLM land and the river. So we're hiking, going through and on the river, and you're seeing the sunset, and I'm just like, this is the place where you drive 4 or 5 hours just to vacation or camp, and I could just – this could be my backyard. Mm. So it just – I immediately fell in love with the charm and, you know, magic that Redding is and Shasta County is. And then the things that maybe locals at the – you know, don't appreciate as much as I did was the fact that I can drive down the road and not be in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and, you know, I can get from one side of the town to the other in 5 minutes, you know. It was like, this is crazy, you know. And so those were the things that really sold me. Plus, you know, being born and raised in L.A. and growing up in a concrete jungle and being up here and being out of that, I mean, it was very romantic, you know, in the sense that it fulfilled a lot of empty spaces that I could see down there that, you know, wouldn't be able to be fulfilled. So
you went from the shake part of the state to the bake part of the state. Shake and bake state.
Let me check if that word's allowed. Hold on.
I don't think so. That'll be tomorrow's paper.
But I met my wife pretty quickly.
Except, you know, we had an earthquake, so we shook too.
But we did. Nothing compared to downtown.
No,
though.
I know.
And my wife jumped out of bed. I kind of just lay there and was like, I don't think this one's worth moving out for.
Northerner.
I'm going to go back to bed. But I met my wife pretty quickly, and she's born and raised here in Redding. So her whole family structure and everything was here. So it was perfect, you know. And
did you think that you were marrying a nice country girl.
No, I mean, I think there's some, here's the thing. My best friend, his mom and my bro, they lived up here, and he'd come back, and I'm like, hey, how's Reading? And he always described it as like this one horse town with the tumbleweed flowing down the middle. You know, and I'm just like, and then I came up here, and, you know, everybody's down to earth, and, you know, yeah. You fit right in. Pretty welcoming, community.
It is.
So you set up roots here, and then how long was it before you started your own brokerage?
Well, I was with my broker until 2018, so about 5 years. A quick backstory on my old broker: his name is Jim Droz, and he was in Southern California. And in the late '80s, early '90s, he was the number one real estate agent for Century 21, which Century 21 back then was like, you know, the biggest real estate company.
I remember, yeah. My best friend's father was one of the biggest brokers in Century 21 in Reading.
Right.
Like they ruled the world.
Yeah, and he was the number one agent in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
For 5 years in a row, and then, you know, he got to retire. And then after that, he, you know, capitalized on that by going all across the country and training agents on how do you become number one.
Yeah.
So it was like an opportunity for me if I loved basketball and Michael Jordan was like, hey, you can come up, I'm retired, but I'll train you on the side. It was like one-on-one. So that gave me a really good jump because even though I didn't know anybody, I knew what it took to become successful and what you needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took off pretty quickly in a sense that I was willing to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, I did property management down south. And up here, there wasn't a lot of real estate agents or brokers that were exploiting the multifamily space. And so I kind of went into that niche. And fast forward now, I'm sure there's probably an agent out there that can correct me if I'm wrong, but I sell more multifamily real estate in Reading than any other agent or broker in town. And I've really kind of got that in my wheelhouse.
Your niche.
And, yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm a broker, so. I mean, I've sold land, I've sold, developments, I've sold houses, commercial, all of that. So, you know, when you come into my office, that's why I was saying I kind of just do my own thing because I like to be able to offer that full service.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, selling a house is kind of like freshman level and you got to know what you're doing and it's a very, important job. But there's stacks of real estate that are, where you lead up to. And
some of it gets very complicated.
It does. You really got to know what you're looking for, especially because, the buyer may not. And, we don't live in, buyer doesn't have to worry. This is a buyer beware situation. Yeah. And it's not like buying a car where, they don't have to tell you anything and you don't have to investigate anything. So
we have some neighborhoods in common right down south. So did it take you a little while? Hey, James.
Sorry.
Is that another earthquake alert?
No.
Did it take a little while for you to get used to?
This is my honey person, somebody that supplies honey to the store.
That could go multiple directions. Oh, yeah. Did it take you a little while to get used to the fact that down there, a two-car garage is about $1 million?
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, that's a great question because it was difficult for me to adjust because, working with the buying community – and you're going out and you're showing them a house and it's, say it's 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 3-car garage, 2,500 square feet. And at the time it'd be like 450, 475,000. And they're like, well, what do you think of the price? And I'm like, oh my God,
this would be 7 figures easy.
Easy. I'm like, this is just, so it was kind of a little bit of an adjustment there to kind of get some relativity on, the overall values. But another reason I moved up here is I believe Reading is probably one of the best cities, if not the best city in all of the state to offer the most opportunity. And no matter what you want to do, I mean, if you want family, I think this is probably one of the greatest.
Surf instructor may be tight.
Surf instructor could be tight, but you could be a dive instructor. I mean, there's a lot of diving.
True.
And it just offers a great place for families.
Dive instructors not on the list.
No,
not yet.
Still have to add it to the list.
So yeah, the values in it. There's a lot of value up here. I mean, that's why people come up here from Bay Area, Sacramento, mm-hmm. LA. They want to. It's a retirement community.
So one thing that we haven't heard is the name of your agency.
The name of the company is Realty 110. And if anybody out there ever tries to start a real estate company and you want to think of a name, I can guarantee you
it's taken.
And
that reminds me of the 110 freeway. Is that yeah. what you call it?
Yeah. Actually, I called it 110 because I worked for the Hyatt Hotels when I was like 18 years old, and they coined this phrase that was called exceeding expectations, and they did this whole training platform on it.
110%.
And I named it 110%, and the tagline is exceeding expectations because, you know, the person that you hire, it's based off of the effort that they give.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like not all contractors are the same, neither are agents. So,
cool.
You know.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to take our second 10-minute break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
Cool.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Lady. I didn't even know this song's probably the right thing.
He picks such precise, picks up on conversation pieces and then introduces them to us in music.
There you go.
I don't even think you can make this song today.
Aerosmith?
Yeah. What? Aerosmith's
very good.
Woo, I got
good.
One.
Not bad for a 20-something.
That's just because they had the Guitar Hero game.
Yeah.
So I went into the back office to look for.
So I'm not going to be the only one talking now that you guys are all chewing candy?
Yeah, you can take off now.
So I went back there they usually have bags of nuts back there that I like to eat while we're on air, but I saw this little bag sitting there, and I was like, ooh, what are these little beauties? Little caramel thing.
They're good. That's what they are.
I questioned it, and I thought, hopefully there's nothing.
It's not laced.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll take the risk. So I threw it in, and it's like.
Psilocybin.
Yeah, I'm like, right. I need to ask Linda and Carl. Yeah, right.
I think the chances of cyanide-laced candy at KC.
Not cyanide. I was thinking more like, you know. Dope. I
mean, it's an edible.
LSD. I know. I know. I asked Linda and Carl where these came from because these are wicked. They're like caramel,
they
salt, what is it? Peppermint.
I thought they were from your store.
No, I want them in my store.
You've got enough goodies over there.
Anyway.
So welcome back to the show, December 21st. We have Garrett with us.
That's the one and only.
Jason from Reading Buzz was supposed to be here, but he...
Like he's moving.
We're not sure what happened with him.
He got the freeway somewhere and didn't live stream it. And we have Nick Curley with us, Realty 110.
110%.
110%. See, I think of the 110 freeway. I'm sorry, man. I've spent like days on that freeway.
You and I both, you know. Realty 405 was taken.
So. Yes.
Yeah, that would have done. Realty 530 would be pretty
much cool. Was on the 405.
Someone's got it.
Yeah.
Spent many days on the 405 and the 101 and the 110.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been up here since what? Since 2010?
2013. So I'm going on my 10th year.
10th year.
Yeah, we have two kids. I mean,
I was going to say, so you were married.
Well, I met my wife, mm-hmm. got married. We have two kids. A 7-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl. They go to Columbia. And yeah. We're very much involved with the community, and you know, we love it here.
Are they Sporty Spice kids?
Yep, my daughter did cheerleading for Foothill for the first year this last, you know, season, and then my son does soccer and baseball.
There you go. Cool. What position in baseball?
He likes outfield, and then he likes like shortstop.
Mm. Mm. So how did you hook up with Reading Buzz team? How did that happen here?
We did a shout out.
Yeah.
We met at a shout out. It was.
It's amazing it was, the people you meet at a shout out.
But that's one of the reasons why I love doing what I do, because mm-hmm. you get to meet so many people. And, like, I've only been here 3.5 years, and I can't go into the grocery store with someone going, you're that other Reading Buzz guy.
Garrett knows everybody.
You're that. This, and I love bringing people together. I'm like, hey,
you're that
people,
guy. That
people would always say, like, hey, mind your own business.
Social
I'm like,
media.
I want to know what your business is. How
you're
can
that guy
I help?
That on
can
social media that
some yeah. business or can
that
I
drives
get a
me crazy
from you? I'm talking, James.
And I'm talking over you.
And I'm pouring out my heart. How dare you? But, yeah, we were doing a shout-out at the Old Movies 8 Theater that a mutual friend, Kevin Cry, that we all know, was planning to put his Ninja Gym in there. But unfortunately, from what I've heard, the deal is on hold for right now because of some unfortunate visitors, if you care to elaborate.
We have the Movies 8 building in contract, and you know, we were doing our due diligence, and the homeless got in. And the owner of the property is not local, and so
so now they get first rights,
pretty much. I mean,
oh, no, shut up.
Oh, you should have seen
well,
the video.
We went in it, and it's not a building anymore; it's a shell because they're stripping the piping, all the copper, all the wiring. I mean, they're cooking in the building, so it's a fire hazard.
They're using the bathrooms; no running water.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It was bad,
and nobody will go in and get them out.
You can't. We called.
It's a little bit of a gray area for the police, right? Because you can't just go on private property and kick people out unless you've been called to, you know, this is the way it was explained to me. Unless you've been called by the owner and said, these people are not supposed to be in my property, you need to kick them out.
Even a realtor that's representing a property knowing it's supposed to be empty?
Well, that's the and that's where we got lucky, where the police were allowed to come on, because we had the right to be there, we were authorized to be there, and I told the police, please come in and clear this. Mind you, it's a movie theater, so it's
huge,
pitch black,
and
too, and there's no power. So you're going into all these 8 theaters, and it's, you know, you got flashlights, and you're wondering
what's going to jump out.
If Kevin doesn't end up with it, somebody should pick it up as the greatest haunted house that Reading could have.
I'm telling you, when I walked in that place, it reminds me of the Five Nights at Freddy's Pizzeria.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I'll sit there and say they'd have some stiff competition, because I think Hall's Farms has the best haunt, and we had that video to prove it. Like, they asked me to go out and do it, and I was like, I won't do it next year. I don't do scary.
So. Well, the whole thing is cinder block, so as far as burning, that's not a real likelihood, however.
Well, it would be.
So the building is kind of up in limbo.
Which
right now.
I'd say is unfortunate, because if it just burned to the ground, they could just rebuild it.
When you're cutting piping that is servicing fire sprinklers and you're pulling wires out, you know, that's not just as simple as, oh, we'll just patch it back in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could cause, you know, thousands and if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage.
That's awful.
So the owner is going to probably, hopefully they had insurance, would have to file some type of a insurance claim to repair it all first, right?
Right, right.
So I see what you're saying as far as slowing it down.
It slowed it down. You know, we did our best to expedite the owner to get his building secured, because they had broken doors and hatches.
Well, they were coming through the roof.
They were coming through the roof, yeah. Yeah.
How'd they get up there? Up the tree.
Your guess is as good as ours.
If the ingenuity that was used to do the things that they have, I've seen them do, especially in my business, they would be
successful.
Very, very much in a home.
Right?
I mean, they're, you know.
Oh, they probably stripped all the air conditioning units.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, they steal the copper.
Yeah.
And then they turn the copper in for pennies on the dollar. And, you know, so that's how I met Garrett.
That's cool. So that's just one of many deals you made. You mentioned something about a podcast.
Yeah.
Is that a thing or not?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on starting it, you know, next year. Mine will be a little bit different, and I'm going to have guests on that are experts, like lenders, title reps, escrow.
Gurus.
And, You know, that way there can be a Q&A to where we can hopefully give the public information that they could utilize to help benefit them buying or selling or investing, you know, that way. Especially because a lot the buzz right now is people want to get into investing in real estate but don't necessarily know how. I mean, mm-hmm. buying a house is different than buying an apartment building or buying a commercial building. So we'd like to give them, you know, anybody can get it
online.
So
in this market where you see things happening, where everybody's talking about another big shift and bubble bursting again, and here we go into recession and blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
I mean, I guess you can make money in real estate anytime, but this would be probably the best time to bone up on your skills, right? Because
it is.
If there's a downturn and prices plummet again, that's when you hopefully get in, right?
Right, right.
If you have the cash.
Sure. Well, it always depends on where you are. I mean, real mm-hmm. estate is relative, right? You know, in the Bay Area right now, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, they're laying off thousands, yeah. tens of thousands of people.
Especially Twitter.
Yeah. Especially.
Well, they're going to be looking for a new CEO pretty soon.
Did you put your hat in the ring?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Well, you know, he asked. That's what he said. He does these things, these polls, and he said, should I step down? And the majority by far was yes. And so he said, okay.
No. I think that was bots, though. I mean, if you look,
well, that was his way of finding the
But you
boss.
Know what? Yeah. I don't even care because the reality of it is I feel like he just needs to find somebody that's in his wheelhouse and mm-hmm. bright yeah. and do that because
– And they're out there. That
he can't be distracted by one more thing, you know. Yeah. I've got to get to Mars.
Yeah.
So
well, what I think is funny is now everyone's coming out going, oh, Tesla's like the worst car you can buy. Don't buy them. And 5-6 years ago, it was, oh, Tesla's the greatest thing in the world, especially when Elon was on their side.
Well,
now,
did you see that whole thing with, what's her name, Melissa Milano? She had a Tesla, and she, you know, yeah. you look at her profile, and it's like yeah. she praised Tesla. And then after he did the Twitter thing, then she's like, oh, I traded my Tesla in because I don't like him, and I went and bought a Volkswagen, and people are like,
I saw that! They're
you
like,
idiot!
Well, no, they were like, I don't want to buy a car from this racist individual. I'm like, yeah. Volkswagen was yeah. Nazi company.
Exactly. And she's like, you're so stupid. You don't yep. even know. The car you just bought was started by Hitler.
So we kind of, true to form. By the way, back to the JFK CIA thing. You're wearing the shirt of one of the perpetrators.
I know I am.
Yeah.
Well, I like the
perpetrator.
I like the yeah. first name on this shirt, not so much.
Bush. Okay, just checking. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wearing yeah, a Bush Sr.?
Yeah.
I don't trust the Bush family.
Yeah.
I never.
Yeah,
he was head of the CIA at the time, yes. so it was perfect for the cover-up.
Yes, he was. And Reagan is one of those who got a little bit of a warning.
Right? Oh, yeah.
With a little pop-up.
Sure.
Yeah. Stay on track.
Stay on track.
Okay, so Nick, what have you got the cooker for Shasta County? Anything?
Curly cooker.
Where are we going? Like, what's yes. the projection?
Yes, yes. Where do you see Shasta County going?
Shasta County is still one of the best places in California to invest. I mean, it has so much opportunity. The city is doing everything that they can or at a government's pace to encourage business, right? You know, the airport is, you know, really coming along. So
yeah.
I live here. I love it. Love living here. My business and what I do, I can't just say, well, I don't like California, so I'm just going to move to Tennessee or Texas or whatever. Yeah. Because if I go to Idaho and I open up a real estate office and you come in and you go, hey, I want to buy a house in Idaho. And you're like, where's the best neighborhood? And I'm like, I don't know. I just moved here. And they're like, no, I don't want to work with you. Yeah. So I love it here. I'm not going anywhere.
There's a big learning curve with new locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're 110% in on Redding, you know.
So have any of your other friends or acquaintances from SoCal moved up because of you or no? Or do you just keep them away?
No. They can stay down there, right? No, actually, a lot of my friends, they kind of, they exodused L.A., but they went to other areas,
they
other
went
states.
To Texas.
Yeah. Got one that went to Oklahoma, one to Idaho.
Well, what's
yeah.
funny is my brother just bought a new house. He's the only Texan in that neighborhood.
I see what you're saying. That's amazing.
Everybody is from
so
L.A.
So from what I understand, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong or check it out, but from what I understand, a lot of people who left California to go to Texas are coming back. And I know in Redding, there's a few of them that left like 3 years ago
mm-hmm.
and went to Texas, and they're like, and they're back
yeah.
in town.
Yeah,
are
I
you
mean,
seeing any of that?
We are seeing people come back.
And do they give a reason why?
I think it's the bugs, man. I mean, the bugs.
Oh, we got mosquitoes the size of hummingbirds down there.
Because my, you know, one of my employees and his new wife, I married them a few months back.
You married them?
Yeah. I went and got my ministry license, and they asked me to marry him, so I did.
I had to go to school for that.
Yeah. So did I, but it just wasn't in a building because of COVID. they're in Texas now, and he just texts me, and he's like, not me. Who's vibrating?
It's not me. That's Nigel. Dollar in the jar.
He just texts me in the middle of the night because it's obviously different time zone, and he was like, this place is backwards. And then I was like, what does that mean? And I don't know, whatever he said. And then he also said, I've never lived anywhere where I've sweat so much in my life.
Oh, yeah. The humidity will get you.
He's like, you're just wet constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got to get a shower a couple times a day.
Oh, multiple times a day.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's like you're wet. You get out of the shower.
You get used to the smell.
You dry off and you're still wet.
That's funny.
Yeah, no thanks.
From what I understand, even you know a lot of people here are talking about it, was some of the smarter people are talking about it, that our area is set for a boom.
Sure. Right?
So even though we're heading for a recession,
well, we never follow the trend. We're always behind.
So we have to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Last break, and then I want to get into that because
sure.
I feel it that our area is like getting ready for a boom.
Well, I'll tell you about a multi-billion dollar company that feels the same way.
Tell me in a minute.
All right.
Bye.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James, December 21st. It's cold out there. Winter's coming.
Baby, it's Christmas. Cold outside.
But it's supposed to be snowing.
It's going to be snowing here soon.
Well, no, but James said it's going to snow and enjoy, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You can come to the back warehouse. I can make it snow on demand.
No, thank you, sir.
So we're talking with Nick Curley, Realty 110.
He had big surprises.
He had big surprises.
Yeah.
Apparently a billionaire's coming to Reading.
But
billion-dollar company.
Oh,
excuse me. But we do kind of see that our whole area
sure.
Is kind of poised for a a boom in some ways, mm-hmm. and you said you have some kind of
proof of that. I mean, it's no secret, but D.R. Horton is one of the biggest national home builders in, you know, the country, and they actually built up here before back in 2006. They had some developments that they were doing, and then obviously the
real estate. I remember.
Yeah, and the real estate market crashed. They left, and they've come back. So they purchased Palomar. Palomar had some subdivisions, and they, I wasn't part of the deal. Mm-hmm. You know, full disclosure, I wasn't part of it. But they purchased a lot of the subdivision lots that Palomar was working on from Palomar, and they're
out by the airport.
Out by the airport, yep. And also Salt Creek.
Yep.
They have an enclave over off of Wyndham that they're selling. They got another one going off of Oasis that they're selling. So, you know, these guys have more, you know, high level bean counters than we can ever have in statistics and, you know, projections. And
sure.
a builder doesn't come in and figure out what they're going to buy and build this year. They're looking 5-6 years down the road, if not more. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you? I mean, when you have a company like that that comes in and makes a pretty substantial investment in our area, which they're a publicly traded company, so they have to report profits. Yeah. And I mean, so they must see that our area is worth investing in, mm-hmm. and see that it's got the potential to go
I would
forward.
Imagine they would be on the cusp of like trend movement, like movement of people, right?
Sure.
So I'm sure COVID probably threw them a big
curveball,
everybody a big wrench. So they're trying to get on top of those numbers as population shifts, mm-hmm. and get out of bigger metropolitan areas, trying to find more rural areas where people think they have more control of their life and,
sure.
and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I'm feeling kind of bullish on Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some good things coming, right? Countywide, actually, you know, region-wide.
Northern California. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. So now that you've been here since 2013,
mm-hmm.
So you obviously went through the car fire.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we lived up off of Quartz Hill. So it burned like 60 homes in our subdivision, and we lived on a cul-de-sac, and we were evacuated, and I drove back up there at like 5 o'clock in the morning before it was all armor guard, right? And I drive up in our neighborhood expecting to see our home burnt down, and God bless them, the firemen were there, never fell asleep. They're standing at the edge of our cul-de-sac, and they're putting out a fire out of a home that burned, that if they weren't there, it would have went right through and burned all the homes on our cul-de-sac. And they were up. I mean, I drove up, and I remember two guys are holding the hose, and one guy's laid out on the street just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, all of the gas lines were all on fire. So, yeah, we were definitely in the car fire.
Well, the question I have is, so this area lost a lot of homes, right?
Uh-huh.
So do you know if those numbers have been replenished?
Yeah, a lot of the car fire lots got purchased, and their homes got rebuilt. Not all of them, but quite a few did.
Curious what that number would be, like how many people rebuilt.
I don't remember.
You know, say it was 3,000 homes. It was like 2,000 rebuilt, whatever. Because I know a lot of people that didn't rebuild.
I would say pretty far up there. I mean, 80%, okay. You know, in that range. Because the market kind of was still on an upward trajectory. So, you know, building costs and credits. I mean, it was lucrative to rebuild, you know, and beneficial.
So, speaking of that, in this moment of time, we have a lot of new people coming into Reading, right, in Shasta County. James is actually a pretty good measure for that in the Enjoy store, that a lot of newbies coming in. So one of the things we like to ask somebody who's been here for a while, for the newbies that are listening, what are some of your favorite places to eat in town?
Oh, that's a good one. The Shack.
Social
is great. We, you know, the new restaurant Raw. I mean, we ate there last weekend. Market Street Steakhouse has always been, you know, now it's Market Street Bleeding Barrel, but you know, that's always been a staple. I mean, I can go on pretty deep because, you know, we do enjoy going out to eat. Of course, Jack's. Casa Ramos, we were at, you know, last Friday.
You're naming a lot of moms that are going,
I know. I wasn't going to eat.
I know.
I mean,
And so, I mean, we as a, being from LA, you guys are from Southern California. I mean, the only thing I miss there is the food. Because the diversity of food there is just, you can eat at a different place twice a day and never eat at the same place in a year. But up here, I think we're starting to get a lot more restaurants, you know, and there's some really good quality chefs up here.
Well, we actually have a really high per capita number of restaurants.
Yeah.
And it's actually disproportionately high compared to some of the other places. We have a lot of restaurants. Per James's suggestion, went to the Thai house yesterday.
That
was great.
Jason
Redding Buzz.
Yeah.
He said, hey, you got to go to Thai house.
You said James.
James.
Sorry.
Jason.
Wherever we're is. Jace. This all work.
The Thai house or Thai hut?
Thai house. Well, Thai hut's my favorite, but I went to the Thai house.
Thai house is where the old sailing boat was.
Oh, okay.
So sailing boat's no longer there now.
Right.
It's Thai house, but man, that is a... What'd you think?
It was great.
You liked it?
Yep.
What'd you get?
Pad Thai.
Oh, okay.
Standard.
It's still...
When I can't pronounce...
And I can say this, there's a lot of information I can't disclose is... There are a lot of new restaurants that's getting ready to open here in the spring.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, Garrett Redding, Mr. Redding
Mr.
Buzz
Redding
Dude.
Buzz. Junior.
So any
Junior.
any new restaurants that you've been to lately? Or is that more of a Jason thing?
No. I go.
How many crumble cookies have you had?
Not one. I know that sounds crazy. Not one.
Because I keep seeing you guys over there.
That's just Jason. Jason, I think, unfortunately, has a
problem. I went over
whenever
there.
Whenever he wants
dessert,
over there
and
he just pops over
there. He just pops it over there. No.
They're so sweet and so big. I'm like, whoa.
But I would have to probably say a place we did a shout-out for. And I keep going back on my own time. You know a restaurant's good when you're like, hey, we're going to do a shout-out, but then you go and eat there when you're not working. Court Street Eats.
Oh.
And if you're not looking for it, you'll miss it. It's the little yellow shack that's right there off of Placer, over on Placer.
Oh, yeah, Court Street.
Used to be where you get the Buddha Bowl.
Yes. Yes.
But anywho, that place is amazing because they have a great Taco Tuesday, but they also do a taco burger. I know what you're thinking. You're like, no. Dude.
I thought you were going to say Taco Wednesday.
No. Wednesday was today.
Why wouldn't you do Taco Burger? It's two of my favorite foods.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's awesome. You look at it and you're like, no,
collide.
I don't want it. So that's what I've been doing lunch-wise.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast, Deja Vu.
Oh, Deja Vu.
And what's crazy is, I'm going to catch a bullet for saying this, but I'll do it anyways. I think they have the best coffee in town.
Best coffee?
They have some good drinks that they're doing over there. Their lattes, their espresso.
Have you been to Old Shasta Coffee Company? Yeah.
Hmm?
Have you been to Old Shasta Coffee Company?
I've been to Shasta.
Go there and then tell me your answer.
Oh, I'll have to go check that out. My next shout out.
But you're right. They do. I always get a latte. I get a Breve vanilla latte sugar free. And they nail it.
Way too many syllables in that.
I'm from L.A.
But, and then you're probably aware of Arnold's Barbecue. Closing down.
That was unfortunate.
Well, it's been bought.
Oh, okay.
I can't say who, but let's just say there will be a second location to a very good, already established Ready Barbecue joint.
Nice.
Nope, not that one.
Not that one. I wish that one. I don't know what that means. We'll talk later. No. I wish, so the thing about that is I believe he's getting ready to do a ground-up custom build, and I've heard Shasta Lake City.
Okay, good.
And if I had to put my... And that's a crazy thing, too. Did anybody ever figure out...
I've been told, but I just can't imagine, this thing they're building over here, this little drive-through, just over the hill, is going to be a new Starbucks.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
It's so tiny. Is this their new, Starbucks Express? Just drive-through. It doesn't look like you could go in it.
I've heard four different businesses are going to be there. Oh, it's going to be this, and it's not. Oh, it's going to be this, and it's not.
Well, there's no Starbucks on this side of town anymore.
We don't need one. Okay, this is crazy. We used to have two. No. We have two Starbucks within 50 feet of each other in Redding. And do you know where they are?
The Target.
Nope. We have the one that's in the shopping center that's right there by Home Depot. Oh, he knows.
It's the Safeway shopping center one.
Home Depot and then the bookstore.
And then Barnes and Noble.
Which is right by Target.
But they're closing.
But they are, yeah, exactly.
And it's not a Starbucks. It's... What's the place? Barnes & Noble featuring Starbucks coffee.
It's a Starbucks.
They, you know, they just go to Safeway and buy the bags of
we're
coffee.
We're 1 minute out. So, just yeah, because we're busy debating about coffee.
Listen, thank you. So this has been a great show. We have like 25 new words we're not allowed to use.
America.
We survived the earthquake. The CIA killed JFK.
Yeah. And we met Nick.
We want to buy a home.
And I got to say, Nick, give me the knuckles. Nick. I quite like you.
Hey, I like
you're
you
a good guy.
And, we like your store.
Oh, thanks.
Hopefully Jason's doing good. Thank you, Garrett.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to you next week.
Good to meet you.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.